Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're looking at an online training program focused on innovation management today.
That's right. You, the listener, the learner, maybe you want to quickly grasp what this training is all about.
Yeah, what you'd get out of it, those key takeaways, maybe some aha moments, but, you know, without getting bogged down.
Exactly. So our mission here is to pull out the core bits. We've got excerpts from the Innovate Training Curriculum document to work from.
Okay, let's jump in. The start is introduction. Laying the groundwork. Module one, getting ready to innovate.
Right. This basically defines innovation. Innovation management.
Yeah.
Gets the term straight. Like, what's the difference between just inventing something and actual innovation?
Important distinction. And it mentions the ISO 56000 series.
It does. Think of that as a set of international guidelines. Best practices for managing innovation. Give you a solid framework understanding those 10 standards.
Okay. A structured approach. Does it cover the downsides too?
Oh, yeah. Benefits and challenges, and strategies for, you know, overcoming the usual hurdles you might face.
Good practical stuff. Then module two moves on to leading innovation, leadership skills.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need good leadership for innovation to happen. This part looks at different styles, transformational, transactional, empowering, adapting your style.
And motivating the team.
Big focus on that.
Mm.
Different motivators, how to delegate effectively, understanding what individuals need. Plus, it touches on managing change and risk.
Right, because innovation always involves change and risk. Makes sense.
They even mention typical reactions to change and using risk analysis tools.
Okay, moving to part two. Innovation leadership, building the right vibe. Module three is innovation culture. Sounds key.
Absolutely vital, especially for smaller companies, SMEs. It's about understanding your current culture, using models like Shines to analyze it, and then building a roadmap.
A plan to actually foster that culture.
Yeah. Encouraging open idea sharing, a growth mindset, making it safe to experiment.
Okay. Then module four, generating ideas, where the sparks happen.
Well, it's about structured creativity, not just waiting for lightning to strike. Techniques like brainstorming, design thinking, which is very user-focused scamper.
Scamper.
It's a technique for modifying existing ideas. But crucially, it stresses psychological safety. People need to feel safe to suggest weird ideas.
Ah, yeah. Otherwise, you just get the same old things. And assessing ideas.
Right. Once you have ideas, how do you pick the winners? Using criteria like feasibility, impact. Tools like the impact effort matrix come in here for prioritization.
Practical selection. Module five is about cooperation within innovation partnerships. Working with others.
Yep. Innovation often isn't a solo game. Identifying needs, finding partners, building relationships based on shared values, good communication.
Especially with interdisciplinary teams.
Exactly. Trust, diversity, team building, all crucial for collaborative projects.
Okay, part three, innovation management, getting into the structures. Module six, planning innovation.
This ties it to the bigger picture, aligning your innovation vision with the overall business strategy. Gathering strategic intelligence, customer insights, what competitors are doing, market trends.
And AI, you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, integrating AI into your strategy. Plus, setting measurable goals, OKRs I mentioned, navigating complexity, prioritizing, and choosing the right innovation models for your situation.
So, making innovation purposeful. Module 7, protecting ideas. The legal side.
Essential stuff. Intellectual property, basics, patents, trademarks, copyrights, trade secrets. Why IP management matters, copyright details, compliance.
Got to protect what you create. Module 8, turning ideas into reality.
Taking those concepts and developing actual solutions, designing the management systems, implementing them, keeping them running.
And finally, module 9, tracking progress, measuring success.
You got it. Monitoring and evaluation. What metrics matter? How do you track progress effectively? Using critical thinking to really analyze the results.
So wrapping it up, for you, the learner, this training seems like a really comprehensive roadmap. Covers the whole journey from mindset to measurement.
Definitely. It looks designed to give you practical insights and a solid structure for managing innovation, whether you're just starting or looking to improve.
So thinking about all these areas, leadership, culture, idea generation, planning, protection, tracking what part of innovation management feels most relevant or interesting for your learning journey right now. Something to think about.
A good question to ponder.
Join us next time for another deep dive.